It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I hate to break our streak. I think we're going to still have to go with the cattle industry, you know, in the cattle markets. You know, live cattle putting in all-time new contract highs last week, seeing cash trade to another new high last week as well. Feeder cattle trading every contract except the August to all-time contract highs, breeding our 2014 numbers. So, yeah, I think we're going to still have to go with the cattle as, you know, tight supplies, strong demand, and a better economy are all helping to keep that market moving forward.
It's amazing that we've seen demand hang in there like it has.
Especially when you get cheaper protein sources. But, you know, you look at the economy, you look at, you know, people's incomes are still up a little bit. Unemployment numbers still are a lot better than anticipated. We're creating jobs. So, you know, we've got the country is working. We've got people with jobs. We've got people that want to spend money with the inflation. So, yeah, it's certainly helping to keep a little bit of fire underneath that livestock market.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with the old crop corn and soybeans. I mean, that market seems to be struggling now. It's giving up a lot of its inversion that it had to the previous month and getting to be coming back into a little bit more of in line with what it should be looking at. But our demand is slowing for our old crop. Exports continue to dwindle. And I think that's keeping a little bit of a black cloud over the old crop contract. New crop, though, seems support off of weather concerns. But the old crop just doesn't have enough to keep it rolling. Of course, for corn and for soybeans, yeah, we're still selling new crop, you know, the 2023 crop, but the 22 is still starting to slow down a little bit, especially in corn. And now with the trouble that we're seeing in China with their wheat crop getting wet, it looks like China might not be importing corn. They're going to use their wheat as a feed. That might even slow things down a little bit more.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.